Hello, hello, and welcome to the Fine Apple Show. This week I'm joined by Bilal and Matt, and we are discussing, well, we're not discussing actually, we're answering questions from the IG fan. So let's get on with the show. Right, guys, so for the last 2 3 weeks, I've been asking the Instagram fam for any and all questions, literally anything. And it's a mixed bag. So, first question. I'm sure we can make this interesting. Best holiday story slash destination. Bilal?
I don't
You
have
don't have any? That makes me sad for
any.
you.
I don't
You've been
know.
on so many holidays.
Oh, okay. Here's one. Okay. One of the times as a family went Kenya, and we were in this glamping place for only a night. But on the first, was it first? I think it was the first night, which was
First night.
yeah. A lion got into where we were staying, like where all the tents were.
Yeah.
So I was about 6 or 7 at the time. I didn't realize that there was an actual lion that could have actually killed anyone if it wanted to.
Yeah.
So we were stuck in our tents for like the whole like evening, essentially.
Yeah, because when we'd got there, they'd said from 10 o'clock it's like a curfew and you can't leave in case the lions come into the enclosure. And we're like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, who's going to be out past 10 anyway? But 6 o'clock, there were these like sirens that went on and everyone's kind of like, this is different. And they said, oh, can everyone please go into their tents early for security reasons? It's only the next day that they told us it's because I
Yeah.
think two male lions had come into the camp.
For security reasons, because a lion has entered, please go into your very thin material huts.
The thin material, but they can easily kind of just.
If they wanted to, they'd be like, they could knock on it with their paw and just claw through.
Yeah, basically. That's a good one.
Here's Simba.
Yes,
Here's
literally, I was
Simba.
thinking.
Well, when I was five, I think when I was five, when we went to Kenya. So my mum has this thing where we go to Kenya every 4 to 5 years because she's Kenyan. So when I was four, we went on safari to see the Big Five. But back then it wasn't so health and safety conscious, let's say. So yeah.
Hanging you off the side as bait for the lions. Come
Well,
on, come on.
it's funny you say that. One of so there was our jeep and one in front of us. The one in front of us, one actually jumped on top of it. And it was like, okay, nobody move until she gets bored and leaves us. So that was a long thing. I mean, don't get me wrong, like they called all the other jeeps over, but now you just had more people. I just felt like you've brought more food into the equation. And we're just waiting for her to leave.
They were just given the
Her
line, the
more choice.
international choice. You've got Chinese, Indian,
Yeah,
English,
basically, because it
American,
was a mixed
French.
bag. I think it was an hour later, she got bored, just peed all over the like windscreen of the Jeep and left. But I think she just marked her territory. But yeah. Lions all around. I don't know what it was with them. But yeah. Any lions attack you at any point or try to?
No, funnily enough, walking around the countryside and that, we don't really get many lions popping up and about.
What shame.
You know, just just, yeah. Best.
Destination-wise, though, you must have some that
Oh,
you.
yeah, my best holiday is probably my 21st birthday. Going to Chicago with my dad. Like, nothing, no horrible drama or horrific stories. It was just
Yeah.
like,
Well,
it was
good.
a fantastic experience to go watch Chicago Bulls play at the United Center. It was, yeah, that was like mad. And I was like, I was so close to the court, I could have sneezed on it. It was, I was, yeah, that's my best holiday. Definitely. Best destination though. And I quite liked Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, Florida was quite an awesome place. All Disney World and that there, all the sand and everything else.
Nowhere for you. You've been so many places. You just didn't like anything.
I haven't been so many places.
Okay, not so many, but like you've been to Africa, you've been to Turkey, you've been to Sweden like 5 billion
Don't
times.
even get me started on Sweden, man.
Why?
That was more of an ob. They don't listen to it, and I don't give a shit if they did anyway. That was more of an obligation, okay? I got blackmailed into going there. My dad did the emotional blackmail thing, and
For
then
real.
you weren't gonna go, you were at work. My mum wasn't going, she was at work. So it was just me.
Yeah.
I had to go.
Lads on tour in Sweden.
And another time, it was an empty offer by the people there.
Welcome to Sweden.
Where it was like, take the hint, don't go. This is an invite, but you don't need to come. And then we were all still there.
And I swear, three times you went, and every single time it was on your birthday.
Every single time it was on my birthday. I was catching the flight, or just after. I never really got to celebrate
what
it.
Were you doing in Sweden?
And to top it all off, I really take this as a fucking sign. Every single time I went, I was ill, like horribly ill. Like before, during, and after, I was like just sick.
But highlight of one of your Sweden trips was when you got back. You got off the plane, got on a bus, and went straight to Odeon.
Oh yeah, that was
Avengers.
Yeah, I got it was a day before, 2 days before it was released or something. Yeah. It was before it was released. It was just a preview screening of. It was a double feat. It was Infinity War, and then right after Endgame. Yeah.
And we couldn't find anything near us, so we ended up having to go to Covent Garden.
Yeah, I had to get off a flight, get a bus all the way to my cousin's house, leave my, I think, my suitcase there,
yeah.
Wait for my sister. We got the car to the train station, yeah. The train all the way there, just to watch that, and came back at about 5 or 6
in the
morning.
Oh.
It was sunny when he came back.
Oh, and then this one drops his phone in the middle of the street.
Because we're running for the bus, and my phone just jumps out of my
pocket. So at this point, we're on the bus. We've got to the car, we get in the car, drive back to where we got the bus from to see if we can find his phone.
Oh, we found it. We actually found it. I was so surprised. I was like, well, that's fucking gone.
I thought his phone was gone. I was so surprised.
Because I didn't acknowledge it because it was so late, and then I was so out of it because of the plane and the film, and I was so excited and drained at the same time. And then I got on the bus, and we got in the car, I was like, I really feel like I'm forgetting something. And then I realised. And she was really contemplating, just saying, it's gone, just leave it.
I really want, because by the time we got home, it was 5 a.m. I had to be back at work for 9 a.m.
I know.
But my want to watch that film was way more than my want to get a good night's sleep and go to work.
Fair enough.
And I thought I'd sleep through...
I thought we were going to miss it, to be honest.
No, we were half an hour early, so naturally we went and ate Chinese.
Mm.
As you do.
It was so... You honestly thought that you were just going to fall asleep during Infinity War.
Yeah, but...
But we were so hyped that we watched the Infinity War like it was the first time. We're like,
but it's
no.
Because everyone who was in that screen...
No way.
Yeah, that was probably one of my favourite, my best experiences ever. Because everyone in there wasn't like on their phone.
That's
or
true.
They were all proper fans and they were focused on what was going on. And the energy in that room was amazing.
Yeah. Like, you see...
Because whenever
America,
something happened...
Yeah.
Everyone was just screaming.
It was
awesome.
And it was fantastic. It's glorious. You can count that as your best holiday.
I was still...
That's a pretty good return from a holiday.
Yeah. As returns from a holiday, which is always the worst part, I think. That was the best.
And you were like, I'm going back to see Endgame.
Yeah.
Right. Next question's a bit morbid. Near-death experience. But I have a great one. And so I think so do you. You do.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
Mine. Oh. I found out.
Oh, yeah, you didn't even know you had
I didn't
a
know.
Experience.
And then, okay, basically, it was another one in Kenya. I was 4?
Yeah, this is 4. The first time we went.
First time we went.
Were 4.
I went. I drowned. And a white family saved me. White woman saved me.
The woman saved you.
Yeah. My initial thought is, where the hell is my family? When I found out, anyway.
Have I always been white and just not noticed?
Yeah, because then I'm thinking, this is clearly a family holiday. Where the fuck is everyone? And then I find out, oh, no, my sister was there. She was just eating. Which then I thought, oh, that makes sense.
The white woman had the rope round his ankle.
She jumped in the pool and saved him. He was 4 years old and drowning. She literally jumped in the pool and saved him.
I thought maybe I was in the pool alone. There was a lot of people that I knew that was around me. And they just thought, nah, sounds fine.
Hey, listen, survival of the fittest, man.
And you survived. Tell the tale that you didn't even know you needed to tell.
Sink or swim.
Yeah, literally. I mean, okay, Mama went to Malindi, like another part of Kenya, with her friend. It was like a day trip. I don't know where Daddy was, I'll be honest with you. Not a clue. But her friend who we went with, her brother was there and he was supposed to be looking after all the kids. keep in mind, there's only five of us. It's not as if he had like 20 kids to watch over.
Only five kids.
Yeah, but I was included as one of those five, and so
she was about.
And I was probably
14.
Maybe a little bit less, around 12-ish.
Yeah, you're still probably a little problem.
Because if I was 4,
I wouldn't have been 14. Just a little bit.
Oh, and you were 13, probably about 12, 13. 12. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, 12, 13.
So I was eating breakfast. And then the other two were also eating breakfast. That left you and Zaki. I don't know. Zaki could swim, though. So he probably went to the adult.
So could I.
Could you? Then why were you drowning?
Because we were all... No, this is what Mother told me.
Why were you drowning?
Listen. Can you listen, then?
Okay.
Zaki wouldn't have been in the... I was in the adult one. Zaki wasn't. Because I was in there alone.
Yeah, you were alone.
Exactly. So then Zaki wasn't... He must have been the other one. Or with you
but
lot.
That's what I mean.
And you let a 4-year-old wander off, which makes sense. And then, you know, one of which being your brother.
I mean...
Right. And then you thought, that seems fine. Yeah. And then I drowned.
But if you could swim, why were you drowning?
Because if it's deep enough, then sometimes you can't, can you?
Especially when you're 4.
Fucking 4.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry.
You should be.
What?
I might press charges.
Wow. Matt? Any near-death experiences for you on holiday? Or anywhere?
Yeah, probably one. Well, probably one, though, where I did it. And as soon as I did it, I was like,
oh!
Yeah, I was glad after it ended. Yeah, pretty much. I was a little bit tipsy on a holiday with friends. I decided to do cliff diving. As I jumped out, and I was like, this is great. And then as soon as I jumped, I was like, this is not great. This is not
instant
great.
Regret.
Instant regret.
Oh, Morgan Freeman pops up at that moment. he fucked up.
Oh, yeah. This is great. It's great. And I saw these little kids do it, like these little native kids. And I was like, oh, you know, it's like 8-year-old boys. Woo. Like, oh, yeah, go on, I'll do that.
Oh, dear.
Woo. It's when you count like one. Two, and you're like, I'm still falling. Yeah.
You're like a 3-second drop, maybe.
Oh, God, it was, yeah, that was funny. Hitting the water was, I don't know, yeah, still panicked and everything, but it was great. Rush.
And you live to tell the tale.
Yeah. It's not really a near-death experience. Oh, I mean, I thought it was going to be.
So, mine... And I think I told you once.
Yeah.
And the look on your face was like, are you actually for real? So I was 9 and I was in a shoe shop with my dad.
It was mama.
No, it was with daddy.
Ah, right.
She was with you because you were literally like.
Or just born.
Or something, I don't know. But we were, yeah, actually, we were in Karachi in a shoe shop and it was probably, it was quite small. But it was just mirrored, like it had mirrored walls. The ceiling was obviously just normal, but it had mirrored walls. And we were sitting there, and I remember like this man was like trying to sell us a gazillion pairs of shoes. But there was a car parked on the street next to the shop, which happened to have a car bomb in it. And it went kaboom! And then all the glass just shattered in the shop. Obviously didn't die. Obviously didn't buy any shoes. So.
Moral of the story is.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't die. There was a car bomb. They obviously didn't do their jobs properly because it was like a baby kaboom. Glass shattered. No shoes. No scratches either. But I mean, I was tiny and there were adults. So, you know, maybe the adults got scratches. I don't remember who got scratches, but I know I didn't. I also didn't get any shoes.
That's the main concern.
Are you sure you didn't get any shoes?
I definitely didn't get any shoes. 100%.
Yeah, one more time.
Didn't get any shoes. Not from that shoe shop, anyway. I think we went and got ice cream after, though, like, as a, yay!
you know, yeah, I'll get very different. You got ice cream after yours, I got the water taken out my lungs. That was...
Oh, my God! I'm just going to clarify. He didn't...
And Matt pissed himself.
Yeah, Matt pissed himself.
Nothing.
He's saying no now, but...
His trousers were saying, help me.
I mean, if I did, it was in the sea, so.
I will clarify, though. He didn't have water coming out of his lungs. He didn't actually, like, nobody needs to call social services. It's too late for that anyway. But oh wow, he's fine. He made it through. We're all okay. You know, it's all good.
Mental scars are still there.
The mental scars are still there. But we're fine, right? Everyone's good. Fantastic. Yeah. Right. So the next one, someone messaged and said, "What do you prefer, cats or dogs? Because I think cats are bastards." Depends on the cat. No, I mean.
Yeah,
some cats are assholes, but then, you know, but dogs
I think
are
cats
adorable.
Are more independent, that's probably why.
I mean, if it's cats or dogs.
Dogs.
I'm going to say dogs.
Yeah, same.
Hands
but,
down.
But, I mean, I've got a dog and I've got two cats. And
yeah, you're
cat,
murdering
I,
cats.
I love my cats, they're lovely. So, like,
yeah, but
it just depends on the cat. But then it depends on the dog, yeah. Oh, Cody's my, yeah, he's amazing.
The dogs are always better.
Like, if I had nothing, and I was like, am I going to get a dog or a cat? I'd get a dog.
Standard. I don't even own a dog, but everyone knows about the baby horse.
Oh,
they
yeah.
love him.
Baby horse is massive.
I know. I met someone yesterday, and out of the blue, she's like, oh, by the way, I love your baby horse. And I'm like, sorry? Obviously an Instagram follower, but in the real world. And I was like, oh, okay.
Thank you. I made it.
I was like, Mom, Dad, I made it. But yesterday, I had someone message me. They're like, I just saw your dad and your brother in Uxbridge. And I'm like, I'm sorry? They'd obviously seen them on my Insta stories. And when I told my dad in the evening, I was like, oh, by the way, someone recognised you. He was beaming. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Yeah, she came up to us. Yeah.
Yeah, so there we go. Got recognised.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, your brother looked terrified of me. He's like, who is this random stranger? And I was like, he's just constantly had this look of, like, terror on his face. That was glorious. Moral of the story is dogs sold. Yeah, where do you stand on Rellos? So this person, relationships, this person was like, you know,
in what context
I'll give you the context.
Where do you stand on a relationship? Nowhere it hurts.
Nowhere it hurts. No, in the context of in COVID times, like, is there any point?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Relationships are more important than ever in COVID.
Exactly.
Like, the whole thing was keep people social, just because it's through a phone screen. Like, and what relationship? Relationship with your mum, your cat, your goldfish, your girlfriend, your boyfriend? Yeah, of course there is.
Factual relationship.
Factual. Of course there is, yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely.
That's...
What?
Your opinion? I don't care. You're like a lone wolf.
Don't be fucking stupid about it. I mean, it's COVID. You don't have to have sex for it to be meaningful.
No, yeah, no, of course so. Just
no, agreed.
But like starting to talk to someone.
Yeah,
like,
you can talking to someone.
Totally fine.
As long as you know. Well, I'm not gonna have sex because fucking COVID. So, yeah. I mean,
that was beautiful. I wish they could see what you just did.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, through you have to be. Through COVID, people have to be sensible with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean you can't be in touch with
exactly,
people.
Exactly, do you know what I mean? Where do you stand on it?
Weird. I don't know. I told you.
Because there's some people that were, even during COVID when it was at its proper peak, were still going out and doing things with people.
Oh, God,
which was stupid.
side tangent. The number of people that messaged me who were like, can you believe, like, so there's a few girls that have started following me on Instagram in the last 2-3 months. No, hold on. April, May time, when COVID was still quite, like, we were still in lockdown. And they were like, oh, I'm trying, like, they were on the dating apps and stuff and thought they would try social distance dating, like, either just on the phone or when they were allowed out, go on social distancing walks. And a few of them were like, I've just been invited to a dick appointment. I was like, I'm sorry. It's like, literally, like, come round. Have sex and be like, bye. And like, what is wrong with these people? I was like, I don't know. But the number of people who were like, no, seriously, and then send me screenshots, and I'm like, damn.
That's just people who were like, you know what I mean? Just lonely, you know what I mean? Just not dealing with like the maybe
but
isolation.
Isn't it funny though? These people could normally go without sex for like, I don't know, 2-3 months. But suddenly there's been a 2 week of stay at home and they're like, oh, I can't do it.
Exactly.
But that's because there's been a restriction. It's been put on restriction. Suddenly you want it more.
Yeah, exactly. So it's that whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, the next one was travel. where and when, and it's just general, like if you do you like traveling, if you do, where do you want to go, what do you want to see, what do you want to, where do you want to go? I want to go everywhere.
How long you got,
you know, isn't it? I want to go everywhere.
I don't want to see everything. Yeah.
I also need the funds, so
there's only a, I don't know, I'm not a see everything person. There are places that I'm not
okay, when I say everything, I don't mean to. Like, I'm not going to go to Kazakhstan or Tajikistan. Like, I'm not going
didn't
to
even know there were
what
places.
I think is a good holiday is like war-torn Syria. That's that's
a
not
holiday
what I meant.
Package. Yeah. No, I just want to clarify. Like, I don't want to go to, you know, all the places.
No, but I even some big places that there are places that don't interest me.
Like what?
People like going to France. I want to France.
I've been to France.
I'm just not. I just don't really. I'm not. My sister, on the other hand, she absolutely adores it. France,
really?
Paris, the Eiffel Tower. She's like everything. France. Whereas me, I'm just like.
No.
Oh, it just doesn't appeal to me. There's nothing there. I'm not a big art person. I'm not a big music person. I'm not a big architectural person. Minus like. I want to go see the Colosseum in Rome.
Oh God! Yeah, I remember what I was talking to you about architecture. And you're like, nah. It's just a building.
People going, no, some of the stuff is, you know, real, like, really good. But I just don't see stuff like art and music and stuff that I'm not big into. So it just really appealed to me. Colosseum, the pyramids, Niagara Falls. Like, yeah. Well, I want to go to places where there's water, like coral reef. Yeah. Diving in Thailand.
And not pissing yourself this time.
I didn't piss myself when I died last time. Actually, to be fair, you do that to keep yourself warm in a suit. So, I mean, you know. But, like, no, my biggest trip ever would be east coast across then the north to the west coast of America. A big trip. Starting,
basically,
like,
you want to do an American road trip.
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel like if
I'm
I
not
did
bothered
that,
about going down to the south. Or,
I'd do that. I would want to go through the whole thing, but I'd for my own safety and well-being, I feel like I'd need to have a white person with me.
Yes.
But I need to know that white person to know that if I do get into that situation, he won't turn on me. That's that. He won't see them as one. Well, no, but that's no. I need some
Trump,
safety and security
Trump.
In my travel.
Maybe two white people, then, like.
Because, first of all,
there.
I've actually got to be allowed in the country. So,
true.
I mean, look at me.
I mean,
I look like I could be on their watch list without even doing anything. So,
you know, last week when I was doing a Q&A, they really wanted, they're like, can we see more pictures of your brother? I found that a bit creepy, but I did say yes. So, just be prepared. I'm just randomly taking pictures of you and then letting them have them.
Oh,
but I did tag you in the post, so they can easily just go on your gram and like stalk you there. But
yeah.
He doesn't post anything.
We don't condone any kind of stalking or.
Yeah, don't actually do it. But like, if you're just.
I want to confirm. I'm not actually on a watch list because I said that, and someone might think, "Wait, what?"
The CIA
yeah.
operative listening on this right now just is having a field day.
Yeah. CIA, FBI, MI6, whoever. He's not on any watch list. The boy doesn't leave the house. He doesn't go many places. He doesn't talk to anyone. Trust me, you don't want to be tapping his phone. Nothing is going to be going on.
That sounds like the perfect cover.
Oh my god. He is not the right white person to take on your holiday.
No, he'd say a joke and then I'd be in cuffs. So
yeah.
I'd be like, oh.
Be like, oopsie.
You didn't wait for the punchline.
I'll show him a punchline.
Oh god.
Not in handcuffs, you won't.
No, that's the officer. That's hitting me.
That was, yeah, exactly.
That's the punchline.
Oh, babe. I really don't feel comfortable
police
with you
brutality.
Going. Yeah.
Oh.
I just don't feel comfortable with you going to America, if I'm honest. It's not my choice.
No,
I
feel like, if I was allowed in, I'd be surprised. But then obviously it was like the American South. I'd be worried.
No, see, that's what I say. I want to go east.
But
I'd
want to see everything.
Yeah.
I'd want to at least go a place just to see it at least once. To at least experience something.
Yeah.
What?
Fine.
I mean, well, I'm good. Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. Mustang for the whole way. Lovely trip.
Yeah, it'd be great for you.
Yeah, white boy.
Well, it is what it is.
I'm going to go next year. I'm just going to go around Europe for like 6 weeks.
Lovely.
4 to 6 weeks. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to get a train and train hop from one place to another. I'm not booking anything.
You're on the Euro rail.
Yeah, I'm just going to pick a place and go.
You want to have a route?
No. I'm just going to pick a place and go.
If you don't have a route, and you're going to be going here
gonna,
and then
no, I'll have a route, but I'm going to pick the first place at random, and then that will be my starting point.
Welcome to Belarus.
Basically. Who knows? But that's I'm a very like list kind of.
So you want to get out the list?
I want to get out of the whole let's have a list and let's be, you know, like obviously I'll be prepared.
So you should just get on, you should just get on the trains blindfolded.
No.
Really, really push it out of there and just end up wherever.
No.
Pick a random, pick a random number, get on a random train blindfolded, and then whatever number that is, get off on that stop, and that's where you are.
I would do that if someone was with me to.
Someone else? That I honestly feel like that would be amazing. Someone chooses everything for you, and you just have to go there.
Should we do that?
Oh, I really think that would be hilarious.
I'd ruin you. You'd be cow wrestling in like.
Like it's a spin the wheel thing, or like even if someone
you'd be like
no, because even he had a choice. He had a choice. You wouldn't have a choice.
No, but then it would. Whoever's involved, it works for everyone.
What do you mean?
No, it would just be you going.
No,
you're the only one going. We ain't going nowhere. You're the one that said you want to go backpack around Europe.
Yeah, I'm going to.
No, I think it would be interesting if we like filmed it or something. That if there was like okay, for example, three of us, we draw a name at the hat. And you choose for that person and vice versa.
Exactly.
I would not mind that at all. I feel like that would be hilarious content.
You'd be doing some weird shit in Germany, I'm telling you now.
Like, you'd have to plan the route there.
Berlin like if you, a new place for you.
If you go by car, or like train, or air, by plane.
Oh.
Or you have to hotel.
So you actually the board,
like
everything.
You have to pick every single thing and an activity. So that becomes like a whole well-rounded trip.
But now I'm thinking, surely you should have to pick these things beforehand, because if I pick a shitty ass place for you as revenge, you might pick a shitty.
No, it's at the same time. So we all go on the same day.
Oh.
And we as soon as we get to the airport, we get told, "All right, here's the envelope."
Oh, now I go love off. That. That's so fantastic.
You've got to decide your savagery beforehand.
You've got to decide if you're going to be nice. Or bad, or just a mixed bag.
You know me, I'm muggy. I'll probably like, give you
I put you
a
in
really
the
lovely, lush hotel and then send you to like one
I'm just going to send you out there and without booking a
yeah,
hotel.
I'll send you
just
out.
Just the kind of cuntish thing you would do.
Wouldn't book one. Here's
£50 for a room. Decide. Here's only 50. What are you going to get
pounds?
With that?
He's generous.
I'd
be like, use your assets.
You could roam the streets for the night if you want. Here's a poncho. Here's a cardboard box. You'll be fine.
I'd be like, so you have an umbrella. Whether you use it as shelter or a weapon is up to you.
I feel like it would be great. No, we do that, but then we all meet at the end of it at another place.
Yeah.
So that's where we sum
I'm
it up.
I'm thinking the last place has to be a fucking villa in Bali to recover from the savagery.
Yeah, because someone's going to turn
up. I feel like the first time we'll come back, someone's going to chase the other person up.
Oh, yes.
Someone's going to turn up with a gun and be like, right.
I think we both know you're the one who's going to be getting chased. You're the one who's going
to... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you're going to do the cuntiest thing ever.
It depends on who you get. Like, if you draw the name out, like a month prior,
it doesn't matter who he's gonna get, he's gonna make sure they're fucking ruined. So, whoever gets him, has
I'd,
to make
I'd
sure.
Honestly be it would be
I'd,
like
I would never put so much effort into planning a holiday than
I mean,
doing
you don't
it
plan
to
much,
ruin someone.
But for this, I think get your mastermind,
yeah. Like, you if you have to evolve like a night out, you have to then plan that as well. Like, is it a first, is it like a 5-star Michelin star restaurant, or is it like a shithole? Is it? Is there a risk that you might die tonight?
Is it possible to be half star and still open on TripAdvisor?
Like, as soon as you put your foot in the door, you just shit yourself uncontrollably.
I'd rather starve.
Yeah. No, but you have to do it then.
You walk in and a rat literally opens the door for you, and not Ratatouille style.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. That's
your
the
rat
kind
isn't
of,
cooking the meal,
the
it is the meal.
So, wow.
Oh, you'd be staying in a place like in the in-between, and they'd be putting like dead cats and stuff out of the well in or out the swimming pool.
Yeah, you see, I'm just not for that life.
I would love the uncertainty of it though.
Yeah,
I feel
absolutely.
Like I would, out of me and you, for example,
yeah.
I would still try and keep, I'd be consistent in what I'd be providing content wise. But. You would, as soon as something changed, you'd be like, for fuck's sake, your mood would shift uncontrollably.
No matter what anyone planned for me, I would film the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would
I'd
GoPro
know.
To the stuck to my head.
That is the process
would,
of this.
No matter what happened, no matter my reaction, I'd film the whole thing.
It would honestly be hilarious.
That is the aim of the game. You have to film the
someone
whole thing.
Someone would be getting a tattoo. Just saying.
I really hope I don't get you. Oh, you don't get me. I would ruin you.
So no. we're going on a very big tangent now.
I'm quite, I don't know.
Like they give you a list. No, you wouldn't. If it's like a day, you have to be there for like a full night, and then the next day you leave. You have like a checklist of things that other person's given that you have to complete.
I'm talking like a full 3-4 days.
Yeah, you're going to two locations. Because there's three. If there's three of us.
The ship place and then where we all meet up.
No. Okay.
I think we'd be better if we meet up just back at the airport. Because then there's no chance of you to get anything good if you've been shit the whole time.
Well, let's be honest.
Until the next time it happens.
Let's be honest. I'd pull a prank of like your return flight would be to a different airport.
Yeah, I'd do that. So we start at the same airport, but then I say you're gonna have to drive to what? I don't know.
Me and Bilal land in Heathrow, so where's
Aisha? And I'm in fucking Belfast.
Yeah,
I sent her to Aberdeen. She's got a 12-hour drive to get on a.
It doesn't even have to be a holiday.
On a OAP's bus. comes back smelling a baby
to
powder.
To be fair, OAPs love me. It would be glorious.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
I reckon I don't know if it's an age thing, but some people at a certain age can make anything fun.
Old people can be hilarious. Listen.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Old Lady Pearl, some of the pearls of wisdom she comes out with, I didn't know old people could come out with that shit. And I was like, damn, like, talking about nasty business.
It's funny when...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you just don't expect old people to talk about sex. Creeps you out a little bit. You know? Yeah. The looks on your faces.
I just find it interesting because by the time they get to the end of it, it takes them a little while.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this week's episode of our new mini-series where we answer questions you guys have sent in. Next week we'll be answering more of your questions, so we'll see you next week.